Stand 4. Crimes against childhood. In 1942, in the village of Makeyevka, under Donetsk, the Germans organized a children camp called CARE. The children were used as blood donors. The youngest donor was just 6 months old, and the oldest was 12 years old. Galina Samokhina, who was 6 years old at the time, was fortunate to survive this inferno.
A nanny would come over and say, "You must have your blood tested," and take me to a room where they took blood. But one day, I tried to run away because after the tests, I felt awful and was dizzy for several days. I couldn't escape. The nanny grabbed me by the arm and dragged me to the room where the medical office was. As she was dragging me down the corridor, I saw a boy's lifeless body being taken out of the room. After another donation, I couldn't get up for several days. I would lose balance and fall.
In the Gomel region, in the camp of the Red Riverside, they would determine the blood group of the children, future forced donors, to send them on to the West. Many of them ended up in the camp Salaspis, on the territory of occupied Latvia. From the reminiscences of a survivor, Nina Matsulevich.
The scariest thing was when the fascists would come into the barracks and lay out their white tools on the tables. And each of us was put on the table. We put out our hand voluntarily. And those who tried to resist were tied up. It was useless to scream. That's how they took blood from the children for the German soldiers. 500 grams and more. If a child couldn't walk there without being aided, they carried him over, pitilessly took all of his blood, and carried him out the door straight away. Most likely he was thrown into a pit or a crematorium. Day and night, there was a malodorous black smoke going up.